This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, April 1st, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In his first major rally since Special Counsel Robert Mueller cleared him of any collusion with Russia, President Trump took to the stage before a boisterous full house in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Thursday night, reports Fox News. Thousands of Michiganders encircled the arena as early as 3:30 a.m. the morning of his speech, sporting the signature Make America Great Again baseball hats. The evening was something of a homecoming. Trump became the first Republican in over two decades to win Michigan in the 2016 presidential election.
In this country, we cannot criminalize political differences. We do not abuse the law enforcement and intelligence power to target our political opponents. When they spy on me, whoever heard of this, they spied on me. They spied on our campaign. The single greatest political hoax in the history of our country. And guess what? We won. It's a beautiful thing. We need to finish exactly what we came here to do. Drain the swamp.
According to the Real Clear Politics average, former Vice President Joe Biden, who has not even declared his presidential intentions, leads the Democratic pack at 29%, ahead of Bernie Sanders at 22%, Kamala Harris at 9.8%, Robert O'Rourke at 9.2%, and Elizabeth Warren at 5.7%. However, at this point, he might not even throw his hat into the ring in light of a Me Too-type bombshell last Friday. In 2014, Lucy Flores was the 35-year-old Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor in Nevada. Vice President Joe Biden offered to stump for her just days before the election. As they were backstage, and Flores was about to be called to the podium, she recalled, quote, "I felt two hands on my shoulders. I froze. Why is the Vice President of the United States touching me? I felt him get closer to me from behind. He leaned further in and inhaled my hair. I was mortified. I thought to myself, why is the Vice President of the United States smelling my hair? He proceeded to plant a big, slow kiss on the back of my head. My brain could not process what was happening. I was embarrassed. I was shocked. I was confused." End quote. On March 19th, an 85-year-old peaceful pro-lifer named Ron was violently attacked as he prayed outside a Planned Parenthood abortion mill in San Francisco, California, which was captured on video. In the 23-second clip, Ron tried to stop the theft of his pro-life banner from the Life Legal Defense Foundation display, but the attacker lunged toward him with his bicycle and said, quote, "Old man, stay on the ground," end quote, before he repeatedly kicked him all over his body. Sean Carney, president of 40 Days for Life, said that he considered the attack evidence that, quote, "the idea that San Francisco is tolerant is a joke. We believe every person should be treated with kindness, love, and respect, even those with whom we may disagree," end quote. In other abortion-related news, a second-degree abortion charge was dropped against a man who killed his pregnant ex-girlfriend and her unborn child in Queens, New York, due to the recently enacted Reproductive Health Act that removed abortion from the state's criminal code, reports the Christian Post. The extreme abortion law, oddly named the Reproductive Health Act, which allows abortion up to birth for any reason, also removed abortion from the state's criminal code on January 22nd. 48-year-old Anthony Hobson stabbed his 35-year-old pregnant ex-girlfriend Jennifer Irigoyen repeatedly in the abdomen on February 3rd, also killing her 14-week-old unborn baby. Proverbs 1:6 describes Hobson well, with feet that rush into evil and are swift to shed blood. Thanks, Governor Andrew Cuomo. Thanks for nothing. Johnny Erickson Tada, an evangelical quadriplegic author, speaker, and advocate for people with disabilities, was hospitalized last Wednesday due to complications stemming from her recent cancer treatments, according to a Facebook post. Johnny and friends reported that, quote, "Tada recently completed a series of radiation treatments for a recurrence of cancer. In the weeks following, Johnny has been challenged with significant pain issues, including most recently difficulty with breathing. With these concerns escalating and Johnny's inability to get the sleep needed for recovery, she has been hospitalized for observation and medical oversight. End quote. Last November, it was announced that Tata had a new cancer diagnosis, having beaten stage 3 breast cancer 3 years earlier. At the time, she said, quote, "When I received the unexpected news of cancer from my oncological surgeon, I relaxed and smiled, knowing that my sovereign God loves me dearly and holds me tightly in his hands. What good is it if we only trust the Lord when we understand his ways? That only guarantees a life filled with doubts," end quote. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble." Please pray for Johnny's recovery. And finally, after actress Madeline Carroll co-starred in the 2008 film Swing Vote with actor Kevin Costner, she was given the chance to play a superhero for a, quote, "ridiculous amount of money. But as a Christian, it just was not something that I knew God wanted me to do," end quote. She told attendees at the National Religious Broadcasters Christian Media Convention in Southern California last Tuesday. According to the Christian Post, Hollywood was only offering her roles where she had to act as a promiscuous teen or stripped down to nothing. After turning down role after role for 3 years, the 23-year-old, quote, "came to a broken place," end quote, inspired by Isaiah 43. God answered her prayer when she was asked to audition for the film God Bless the Broken Road, and ultimately acted in the film I Can Only Imagine, based on the life of Christian artist Bart Millard for the Irwin Brothers. Carol said, quote, "It's time for Hollywood to wake up. There are people out there like me, like you, that want to do something for his glory," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, April 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.